You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. We're previewing Thursday Night Football and the early Sunday games from Week 9. Let's just dive in and get started with those fantasy headlines and the news that everybody's talking about out of Las Vegas. The Raiders have fired head coach Josh McDaniels. They have fired general manager David Ziegler. They have also relieved offensive coordinator Mike Lombardi of their duties. On top of that, they have sort of fired or at least demoted their starting quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo has been benched. Rookie Aiden O'Connell will be the starter moving forward. So a lot of change happening in Las Vegas. Let's just get down to what we care about, though. Does this mean we can hashtag free Devontae Adams now and, you know, maybe even Jacoby Myers?
I definitely feel really good about Devontae Adams. In the one game with Aiden O'Connell, he threw to Devontae 13 times. He didn't throw to Jacoby a whole lot, but that was just one game. I think we could get both of those guys going. They also threw the ball 11 times to Josh Jacobs in that game. And this stat blew my mind. Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs right now are bottom three. Jacobs is last amongst all running backs in fantasy points over expectation. Yeah, it can't get any worse than it's been so far with Jimmy G, who just looks really old, and Josh McDaniel, who probably will never head coach again.
I mean, you know, our own Bridget Condon asked Josh Jacobs how to get the offense going there, and his response was, "I don't know, that's not my job."
Maybe now it should be. I
mean, it couldn't be any worse than the way things were going there in Las Vegas. I do think we're going to see a lot of targets for Devontae Adams. You could tell that he was frustrated, that he sort of wanted out. Josh Jacobs seems frustrated. The whole team just seemed like they were sort of at the end of their rope with what was going on there in Las Vegas. So I do think Jacoby Myers is a bit of a downgrade from where he's been. I'm not sure yet that Aiden O'Connell can support multiple pass catchers in this offense, which also means that all of our hopes for Michael Mayer are sort of put on hold for the time being, because I definitely don't think they get far enough down the pecking order for Michael Mayer to get a lot of targets there. But hopefully this means a change is coming in Las Vegas in terms of what we see on the field, because different people in the front office, different people on the headset, former NFL linebacker Antonio Pierce will be the one to take over as the interim head coach. Another quarterback change, this one down in Atlanta, where our old friend Arthur Smith has made the announcement that Taylor Heinicke will get the start going against the Vikings coming up this week, Desmond Ridder will serve as the backup. It's a thing that you and I and a lot of people have been asking for, certainly in fantasy football for a while, because Desmond Ridder just wasn't getting it done. Now, I don't think anybody's going out there and starting Taylor Heinicke in their fantasy teams. And if you do, thoughts and prayers to you. But the biggest question, are we back on the Kyle Pitts bandwagon?
We are back like we never left. The reason is this is a good thing for fantasy purposes. Like, is it a great thing for the Falcons? No, but Taylor Heinicke is more aggressive. We saw last week he came in, he threw the ball four times. Three of the passes he completed were all longer than any pass Desmond Ridder had completed in that game in the first half. On the year, I know it's a small sample size for Heinicke, but 11.2 air yards per target compared to 7.8 for Desmond Ridder. Plus, he's the mentality, the gunslinger mentality. Maybe he's not a gunslinger in physical ability, but in his head he is. So he is not afraid to throw the ball downfield and everything, be aggressive, throw it into tight windows. And I think that's a good thing for Pitts, for Drake London, when he could suit up, for all of the Falcons offense. It's also going to help, in my opinion, open stuff up for Bijan Robinson near the line of scrimmage.
We had a chance this morning, just in passing, to talk with our coworker and former NFL receiver, Steve Smith. And that was one of the things he said about Taylor Heinicke, is that, look, he's a gunslinger, and maybe this doesn't necessarily boost the Falcons forward in actual football, but Heinicke's going to throw it, and he's going to throw it downfield, and he's going to get some of these guys involved. So we'll see if this is good news for Kyle Pitts. We'll also keep an eye on Drake London. He did have that groin injury last week, so we'll see what his status is going into this week's game. But we are curious, excited, intrigued. You pick the positive adjective there about what this means for the pass catchers that we have wanted to get involved. Now, I guess the next step is for Arthur Smith to actually let these guys get on the field and not start forcing snaps for Jonnu Smith and Mykole Pruitt and Cordero Patterson. Arthur, it's your move now. Play your good players. That's all we're asking you to do. Let's get to the TNF game preview, shall we? The Titans at the Steelers. You can see that at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. Maybe not the most exciting fantasy matchup, but there are some things of intrigue. Will Levis going to get the start again this week for the Titans after coming out and throwing four touchdowns in his starting debut last week against the Atlanta Falcons. We will make it a more modest, more or less, for Will Levis this week. Let's say 1.5 passing touchdowns against that Steeler defense.
I'm going to choose to believe here and say more. And I wrote about Will Levis in the Stardom Sit-Em article as a streamer this week. And what I said was like, yeah, I know that all four of his touchdown passes last week came against zone, and the Steelers run more man. They also generate more pressure than the Falcons do. So I understand that the floor is very low, but the ceiling is high. And I watched all of his dropbacks. Everything was pretty much a screen short of the sticks, or just like a Hail Mary downfield. It might not work consistently for real life purposes, but those big plays put up chunk points in fantasy.
I'm going to say more, but I will also put the asterisk next to it that maybe I got a little bit hyped over what happened last week, that maybe I got a little bit too excited about it. But I'm still going to say more this week, because I do think that they are going to be a little bit more open with the offense with Levis than they have been in the past with Ryan Tannehill or with Malik Willis. So I think there's going to be more opportunities to throw the football here. I'm not expecting this to be a very pretty game between these two teams. Neither offense is very exciting to watch. Neither one of them can throw the football effectively. But I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to hope for the best with Will Levis and say more than 1.5 passing touchdowns. On the other side, Deontay Johnson. We came into this year saying, yeah, I know Deontay Johnson didn't score any touchdowns, but he runs routes and he gets targets and he gets so many opportunities, and it's just going to happen anyway, right? It hasn't happened yet. Deontay Johnson still has the same number of touchdowns as me. That's not great. So we're going to say more or less 0.5 touchdowns for Deontay Johnson. Can he just cross the goal line with the football in his hands this week?
Nope.
Oh.
I want him to. I have him on a couple of fantasy teams, but probability is not in his favor. You have to go back to the second to last game of 2021 for the last time that he scored a touchdown. In between that, he's had 183 targets with no touchdowns. I mean, it's beyond even like what Jacoby Myers was. It's reaching the point where it's like, how is this even possible when you have a wide receiver as talented and that gets open and as much volume as Deontay Johnson gets on a weekly basis? It's clearly not a Deontay problem. It's on Pickett, Trubisky, and whoever else they want to throw out at quarterback these last couple of years. But yeah, I'm going to go with probability here, and that says no touchdowns.
As we sit and record this show, it has been 667 days since Deontay Johnson last scored an NFL touchdown. I'm going to choose positivity. I'm going to say it happens this week. Look, the target share has been there. It appears that Kenny Pickett is going to play. He says he's for sure playing. We will, you know, reserve judgment on that. But Kenny Pickett should be playing. They've got a great matchup against the Titans secondary. Deontay Johnson gets targets. I know there's nothing analytical in saying the phrase, hey man, he's due, but hey man, he's due.
If anyone ever is due, it is Deontay Johnson.
So I'm going to choose positivity. I'm going to say that Deontay Johnson scored. I hope I'm right too. I think Deontay hopes, but there are a lot of Steelers fan hopes I'm right.
I think even like Ravens fans right now feel bad for Deontay Johnson. They're probably like, yeah, I hope Marcus is right on this one.
Like, you know, it's not against us, so he can be right. It's fine. So there we go. That's our Thursday night preview.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we can get into the Sunday slate of games. Got four teams on a bye after we had no teams on a bye last week. Weird. The Broncos, the Lions, the Jaguars, and the 49ers all have the week off. Meanwhile, the Dolphins and Chiefs, they get to take a business trip. They are on their way to Deutschland. Frankfurt, Germany is where they will lace them up this week. That's a game you can see on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. It kicks off at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. That is 6:30 a.m. out here on the West Coast. So get your coffee early and your bagels and all that other stuff and get ready to watch that game. So besides the defenses, anyone in this game that you are not starting?
Tyreek Hill. The beautiful part about the Dolphins is their offense is so funneled. We know Tua, Mostert, Tyreek, and Jalen Waddle, they're all in play, obviously. I think even like Savon Ahmed is a sleeper in this one. For the Chiefs, you know to start Mahomes, Kelce, Rashee Rice is someone that I'm very excited for. Same thing about Isaiah Pacheco. I think Jerick McKinnon is a little bit sneaky in this one. Second half of the year is when they start to unleash McKinnon. A lot of passing in this one. I could see them getting McKinnon going near the goal line. But yeah, I want as much exposure to this game as possible.
Yeah, I think you really do. I would also say, look, I keep saying this, but like I feel like a weird game that I play every week is try to pick the Chiefs receiver, maybe not name Rashee Rice now, that's going to have a big game. So this week, the wheel lands on Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Who's starting to get some more work. He's getting those downfield targets. 2 weeks ago, had the really big game with 84 yards and a touchdown against the Chargers. I think he can have a similar output this week against a Dolphins defense that has been sort of shaky. And in a game that should feature a lot of back and forth, we know Miami can score. Kansas City's going to have to score to sort of keep up there. So I think MVS, who frequently has been the cardio king of the week on NFL Fantasy Live, might actually get some output, something to go along with his just running up and down the field all day long. Okay. Vikings at the Falcons. Both teams going with backup quarterbacks this week. The Vikings not by choice because Kirk Cousins is out for the year. The Falcons, as we mentioned, going with Taylor Heineke. But we know Jaren Hall is going to get the start at least this week for Minnesota. It'll be Josh Dobbs going forward after the trade. What do we do with our Vikings, I guess notably TJ Hawkinson and Jordan Addison, now that it's Hall getting the start for another week?
I think those two are the only two Vikings that you could start with any sort of confidence this week. Look, Hawkinson, we hear it all the time. A tight end could be a young quarterback's like safety blanket, their best friend. I think they're going to design a whole lot of plays to go through him. Jordan Addison, with all these teams on bye, the upside is too high. He's been averaging about 16 fantasy points per game. He could win downfield. He's been great in the red zone and then in the end zone. So I still think he's in play. KJ Osborne, I need to see it first. He's had one good game all year. Alexander Mattison is losing work to Cam Akers, and it's just been pretty terrible all year as well. So I can't trust either of them. And I don't think we've fully have given Kirk Cousins enough credit so far. Like, the Vikings have the second most passing yards and the second most passing touchdowns behind only the Miami Dolphins. And we have not spoke about this offense anywhere close to how we talk about the Dolphins. If they lost Tua, we'd be like, oh yeah, we're a little worried about this offense. It's going to have a huge impact.
I mean, I think you're right. I think the reason we haven't talked about this offense that way is because the defense had sort of let them down.
Yeah.
I mean, they were 1-4 and we were talking about, are they going to shut it down with Justin Jefferson? Are they ready to pack it in? Now they've won 3 in a row. They're 4-4. They're very much back in contention. And so suddenly we're like, oh yeah, the Vikings offense was playing really well and Kirk Cousins was playing really well. And they are really going to miss him in that offense. I'm with you though, in terms of the guys you're starting. I think it's Hawkinson. I think it's Addison. And I think that's it at this point. You can try leaning on Cam Akers or Alexander Mattison, but they can't really run the football consistently and effectively. And the Falcons' run defense has been pretty good, so I would stay away from them if possible. We got a battle of the birds in Baltimore. I didn't mean to alliterate that, but it just sort of worked out. Seahawks at the Ravens, both teams with interesting secondaries. Both teams have big-name receivers. What are we doing with the pass catchers here?
Seattle, I mean, the last 3 weeks, they've really looked like the Legion of Boom once they got all of their secondary pieces healthy again. I still think Zay Flowers is in play because Seattle's great at stopping the run as well. And if they can't get cooking downfield or in the run game, I expect a lot of screen passes to go to Zay Flowers. That is really where he excels. For Seattle, like, you probably can't get away from Lockett or DK given buys and injuries and all that, but DK has one game this year with over 15 fantasy points. Yeah, I know he's giving you double digits every week, but he's become a safe floor play and really no ceiling. Lockett is the exact opposite. Like, he's so boom or bust right now. But again, with the buys and everything, at least where I have him in most instances, I have to start him.
I had DK Metcalf as one of my spooky starts for Fantasy Live on Tuesday. And you're right. I don't know that you can get away from him or Tyler Lockett, but I just don't love the matchup. I feel a lot better with Zay Flowers and the Ravens pass catchers because statistically, it does look like the Seahawks are starting to get things together in the passing game. But then you look at who they've played. Last week, they had the Browns with PJ Walker. The week before that, they had Josh Dobbs, who I think people were starting to figure out a little bit in the Cardinals. The week before that, they had Joe Burrow, who wasn't completely healthy. He was still sort of on his way back. They had a bye. Then they had the Giants, and they've been awful. They had the Panthers before that. They haven't had a real challenge since week two when they played the Lions.
Great point.
So this is going to be, I think, their toughest test that they faced in over a month, maybe about 6 weeks or so. So I'm willing to take that shot on Zay Flowers in this one.
Same. Yeah. And Lamar, man, talking about MVP love, he needs to get more of it.
One of my big bold predictions for the week is that by Monday, we're going to be talking about Lamar Jackson as maybe the front runner for the MVP.
To me, he's number two behind only Tyreek Hill right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think Tyreek's getting that love from our friends in the desert. I think it's Tua that's by the odds.
Because quarterback.
Because quarterback. That's why they created Offensive Player of the Year, so that somebody who's not a quarterback could actually win a big award.
I would love to give some truth serum to Mike McDaniel and be like, if you can only have one of these two the rest of the way, which one are you taking? Tua or Tyreek?
Ooh. Probably Tyreek.
I'm going Tyreek.
Cardinals at the Browns. Kyler Murray possibly playing this week, or maybe it's Clayton Tune. If Kyler does go, would you trust having him in your lineup? And if he doesn't go, are there any Cardinals you can trust?
It depends on options with Kyler Murray. Like in our fantasy live league, Brock Purdy has been the quarterback I've been streaming recently. And then I have Kyler as a backup, but I had to pick up Daniel Jones because I'm like, what if Kyler doesn't play? So in that instance, yeah, I would take the shot on Kyler Murray. But like if you have a quarterback who you feel like Dak Prescott or something like that, or you feel comfortable with, I would take a wait and see approach with Kyler Murray. If Kyler sits this week and we're talking about Clayton Tune starting, it becomes really hard to trust your Cardinals. I think Trey McBride is in play just because tight end and the amount of volume that the Cardinals tight ends have seen this year. Marquise Brown becomes boom or bust and everyone else I try to get away from.
Yeah, I don't know that I would start Kyler if he plays this week, right? He's been off for a long time coming back from the injury. And this is just about the matchup, right? Like, I don't want Kyler Murray in his first game back going against Myles Garrett. I just don't. And I think that's honestly why I don't know that the Cardinals are going to play him. I really think they're going to throw Clayton Tune to the Wolves. Like, good luck, kid. Here's this monster on the other side wearing number 95. Try not to get killed. So I don't think Kyler plays. I wouldn't start him if he does play. And with Clayton Tune there, I don't know that I start any Cardinals, because when you drafted Marquise Brown, you weren't expecting this sort of production. Yeah. So you have other options. Trey McBride is a guy that if you have him, you just picked him up off the waiver wire. So maybe you have a way to sort of pivot around that. So if it's Clayton Tune, I think I'm out on Arizona players this week.
We're going to get DeMercado 40 rushing attempts.
Yep. For probably 62 yards. That's going to be it for Amari DeMercado. So that is what I think about that. That'll do it for this edition of the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Stay happy, safe, and healthy. Do good and live well. We'll be back tomorrow to preview the rest of the Week 9 matchups.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.